family and I started worshiping at St. Edward's more than 30 years ago. We were warmly welcomed into this very new parish family and were impressed with the sense of community and caring that prevailed. Then, as now, the welcome was soon followed by an invitation to participate in the life of the church. And though I felt ill-equipped, I am so glad I said yes to those requests. To be asked to step outside of my comfort zone offered the opportunity to grow in my faith journey. Those experiences brought me into contact with parishioners and priests who opened my eyes and shaped my faith. My understanding of church grew by leaps and bounds, and my faith in God's presence in our lives and the life of the church expanded exponentially. I highly recommend a yes response. Another ministry that has nourished my spiritual life here is being part of the Christian Formation Program. In teaching others, we learn ourselves. We hear the stories again, we deal with the questions, we are reminded of God's promises and great love, and we recognize anew His presence with us in new and precious ways. So this parish family has meant everything to me. It is still such a caring community. It has helped me grow in my understandings and my hope and my faith. The people of this place have comforted me during some terrible times. They have nurtured my faith and encouraged me to do that which I wouldn't have thought I could. And I have learned through all this to see God's grace more clearly, even in the tough times. It's interesting to contemplate the future of St. Edward's. This church began as a small group of people meeting in a union hall, sitting on folded chairs that had to be set up each week, depending on the diocese, just to pay our bills. We have become this beautiful, lively, and growing church that is a pride of the diocese and serves its community and the larger Episcopal Church in many and varied ways. What changes will happen in the next 30 years? We cannot know. But this I do believe. God has been with us from the beginning, and He will help us find our way into the future as He continues to hold us in the palm of His hand.
The reflection you have just heard is part of the stewardship ministry of St. Edward's. I hope you will join us as we celebrate our history, live into our present, and look forward to our future.